David once asked the Lord, "Shall I go up?" The Lord said to David, "Go up." This afternoon, I've asked the Lord, "Shall I go up?" The Lord said, "Go up." Perhaps He will help me to express the thoughts that are on my heart this afternoon. Perhaps He'll help me to take some of these things that we've heard over the past 2 days and boil them down to something that each and every one of us can take home and that will help us to come down off of the mountain where we've been for the last few days and go to our jobs, go to wherever we stay, as they say in Hawaii, where we stay, and be able to use these things that we have heard and apply them to our lives and be a testimony to our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, when I came across the story of a man who doesn't have a book named after him in the Bible, he doesn't have very many things written about him at all. But he was a powerful man. He was a man that was used mightily of the Lord. And so let's turn to the book of Joshua and read about him. Joshua chapter 14. By way of introduction to this passage, I don't have time to read it all, but we have the division of the promised land given to the different tribes of Israel. And there was a tribe that was led up by an old man. A man that was by far one of the oldest men in Israel. Read with me Joshua chapter 14 and verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, "Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee, in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I, wholly, followed the Lord my God. Stop there for a moment. I don't know how many men in this room can say tonight that I have wholly followed the Lord. I know I can't. I'm sad to say I can't say that. I don't know that there is anyone here that really can truthfully say, I have wholly followed the Lord. Notice that that spelling of that word is not H-O-L-Y. It is W-H-O-L-Y-L-L-Y. It means completely and totally followed the Lord. And I have wondered, what was it about Caleb, of whom we are reading here, that made him be able to wholly follow the Lord? Well, we just had that unless you're born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Caleb was definitely one of those men that was born again. And he went through a water experience. He most definitely went through a water experience. He came out of Egypt. And Moses lifted up his rod over the Red Sea, and the waters parted, and 2 million people walked through the lake, through the sea on dry land. I'm pretty sure that Caleb, who, if you do the math, and I don't have time to do that, was approximately 40 years old. No, I think he was 38. 38 years old when that happened. And that was after he had seen the angel of death pass over Egypt. And the firstborn in every household that didn't have the blood upon the side posts of the door and upon the threshold or upon the head of the door, saw those people die. Animals died. The judgment of the Lord came through that land. I know that spoke to Caleb. Then the Red Sea. And then we must turn to Numbers. I believe it's Numbers chapter 14. I too am guilty of turning slowly. Let's look at Numbers 13 first. We see a list in the first part of the chapter, 12 men. Verse 6, as Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Verse 8, as Hoshea, the son of Nun. I won't read the rest of them, the rest of the names. But if we turn over the page, We find out what happened when they went into the land. They picked up grapes in bunches so huge that they had to be carried on the shoulders of two men. They saw the land that the Lord had promised. And this was just very shortly after having seen the waves of the Red Sea part and the people go through on dry land, salvation provided as the sea came back and covered up the enemy in the midst of that. The Lord takes the people into the land and Moses gives the law. I'm sure that when Caleb saw that, he said, I will try. I'll do my best to wholly follow the Lord. I don't know these things for sure, but we can imagine from what we have been given that these things are true. He was chosen to go with the other 10 to look at the land, to espy it out, as we read. And they came back, and this is what they told Moses. Verse 27, Numbers 13, 27, middle of the verse. We came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it, as they held up the grapes that they had to carry between two men. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. By then, Caleb had enough, and he said, be quiet. Be quiet. Verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Let me ask tonight, if we too feel that we are able to be overcomers. Are we able to overcome what the enemy puts in front of us? Let me just say this. If we wholly follow the Lord, we will know what it is that the Lord would have us to do, and we will be able to overcome whatever the enemy throws at us. Look at the position that we've been brought into. We've had it before us repeatedly this weekend, and how lovely it is to realize that we have been chosen by the Creator from before He created the earth. Isn't that more powerful than knowing that the Lord can open up the Red Sea before 2 million people and they can pass through on dry ground? Isn't that more powerful? What have we been given? Oh. It's a wonderful thing. Let's turn to Ephesians once again. And read a verse, very familiar verse. In the 6th chapter. And hear this exhortation of the Apostle Paul. And may we take it with us as we go our separate ways. Unless we think we can do it on our own, take heed to these words. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Perhaps when we come to that day when we are either taken up to be with the Lord in the rapture, or perhaps we pass through the article of death, we will be able to say that we were strong in the Lord because of the power of His might.